Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day. This is another week where we are memorizing scriptures about victory. Today we are memorizing Ephesians 3:20 in the King James Version. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Everybody say Ephesians 3:20 with me three times. Ephesians 3:20. Again, Ephesians 3:20. One more time, Ephesians 3:20. Now repeat this. Now unto him that is able. Say that with me. Now unto him that is able. Again. Now unto him that is able. Again. Now unto him that is able. Again. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Say that with me. To do exceedingly abundantly above. Again, 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 to do exceedingly abundantly above. Now let's try putting those two segments together. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Say that with me. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Again. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Again. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Again. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. One more time. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Then it goes on and says, all that we can ask or think. Say that with me. All that we can ask or think. Again. All that we can ask or think. Again. All that we can ask or think. Again. All that we can ask or think. One more time. All that we can ask or think. And then the last portion says, according to the power that worketh in us. Say that with me. According to the power that worketh in us. Again. According to the power that worketh in us. Again. According to the power that worketh in us. Again. According to the power that worketh in us. Two more times. According to the power that worketh in us. One more time. According to the power that worketh in us. Now we're going to put that whole verse together, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's say it together five times. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. Again, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. Again, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. Two more times, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. One more time, everybody out there, good and loud, Ephesians 3:20. now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.